Good morning, everyone. No, it's not a Disney show you're listening to. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and that's one of the theme songs from the Disney movie Snow White. And today, we're celebrating, actually this whole weekend is Labor Day weekend. And like many national holidays, Labor Day has taken on many connotations, like the unofficial end of summer, the last acceptable day to wear white pants. And, you know, I wanted to give you the original meaning of Labor Day. When the first national recognized Labor Day was first celebrated in 1894, the day consisted of a street parade sending out a message of strength and unity by the trades and labor organizations. And actually, you know, the magazine, the American Federation of Labor, followed. They took pictures of every kind of worker you could possibly imagine. But they did focus primarily on the automobile industry in 1934. So if I ask you when the first strike was, unfortunately, the automobile industry actually had a sit-down in the early months of 1937 by General Motors factory in the Flint, Michigan plant. So I think that that's where Labor Day first came from. It started in 1894, but the milestone was 1935 when it first became nationally recognized. And Life magazine, of course, took a lot of pictures in 1935, 36, 37 of workers and their families. So good morning. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche. And yes, we all pretty much have Monday off in studio. I have Mike Catanzaro here. He's my producer. And I said to him, we're going to have a fun day. We have really no format today. We're just going to wing it and have a great time. We have some special guests coming in. And as soon as they get here and call in later, we will We'll introduce you to them. But for right now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the farmers market. Is going to be here today from 9 to noon. Emily Johnson, I'm giving you a shout out right now. And I'm going to have Heather on September 19th. She'll talk all about the Attleboro, the Attleboro Farmers Market. Next Saturday, we have folks from the March of Dimes talking about their signature art auction. But for right now, I'd like to give you the lottery numbers. So if you played the lottery last night, good luck. Here's the numbers. Mass daily number is 8121. Mass cash 257-2024. Mega Millions, good luck. 17-21-39-52-57. Mega Ball is 5, and the Mega Plier is 5 also. The Rhode Island daily number is 1486. So that's all I got. The show's over. No, I'm only kidding. No, we wanted to do an easy breezy format because it is Labor Day. And what are your thoughts on Labor Day, Mike? When I say Labor Day weekend, what are some of the thoughts that come to you?
Well, you know, it's funny, when the first thing that would come to me when I was a kid is that it was like, oh no, summer's over. That means I got to go back to school.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, but you know, it's weird. This year, in 2015, it seems like in a lot of communities, especially where I come from, in that far-off planet called Rhode Island, the kids were going back like a week or so before Labor Day.
That's true.
And I don't know, I'm so glad I'm not a kid nowadays, because boy, that would really be hard to get in the groove. You know, it's still hot out. You're still in summer mode, you know? I think that when Labor Day weekend comes, I officially go into, okay, I'm ready for winter now, or I'm ready for, you know, really working now, you know what I mean? And another thing about Labor Day weekend, even now as an adult, I still get that, like, oh, summer's over now, and that means now it's like, okay, put your nose to the grindstone and, you know, get really work hard.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, even as an adult, it's weird how your mind automatically goes back to that. It's like almost like it's been instilled in me since I was a kid.
It probably was, but like Jim Corbin said, we still have beautiful weather in September and October.
You know what's weird, Ling? Not to interrupt, but last night when I went outside, when I was walking to the bus in downtown Providence going home, I noticed the air was so much easier to breathe last night. Because lately, the last few weeks, I was like, oh man, I had trouble like breathing. And last night just felt so good. We even had the windows open. This morning it was cool.
Wasn't it great?
Oh, Wonderful.
I think that we're supposed to have a really great weekend. I did reach out to Jim Corbin, and he's out and about himself, and he's going to try to call in at 7:35, and he's heading to the beach, which I don't blame him. I have not been to the beach once this summer. I've been going to all these festivals, and there's a really cool one down in Woodstock, Connecticut, that I'm trying to hit this weekend, probably Monday. But it's been a heck of a summer. I mean, I just came back from vacation visiting my sister. We did a sister road trip, and that was a lot of fun. I have to say, going from, you know, Massachusetts all the way down to Norfolk, Virginia, Williamsburg. It's a beautiful area. The people are so nice. They talk with a slight southern twang, and it's just everybody is so happy. Everybody's in such a great mood. Everybody's so helpful.
Y'all
want that with some sugar? You know, it's just really funny. Yes, they do. I know when I first moved down to Maryland. We lived there for 7 years, and the first time I went to a grocery store, they said, "Y'all want that in a sack?" And I'm going, "A what?" And she'd say, "Y'all want that in a sack?" And I'm going, "Excuse me?" And they were talking about
a bag.
Yeah. And I'm going, "A sack." Yeah, it was just different isms, but I had a wonderful time. The weather was fantastic. It was between 85 and 90 each day I was there, but I even went to the Langley Air and Space Museum down there, which was really interesting. And talk about like taking a chance on something along the way. It was like we were heading for Virginia Beach, my sister and I, but the traffic was so backed up. I happened to look at one of the exits. The next exit was like Langley Air and Space Museum, and it said NASA. And I said to my sister Donna, I said, "I didn't know you had an Air and Space Museum." I said, "Why don't we just go there?" So we did. And they had parts of the Wright brothers' plane, and they had all these, I mean,
wow,
lunar landings. I mean, it was just really all these planes and everything. It was just really great.
Now, this is the museum for NASA, for the whole country?
Well, part, because they do, like, the Air and Space is everywhere. Like, there's one in the main one is in Washington, D.C. The Air and Space Museum has the Wright brother plane. I mean, I've seen that too. It's suspended in the from the ceiling, but they had parts of the plane and part of a wing there too, and it was just really great. Helicopters they used during the Vietnam War. Holy cow! It's like as big as a studio. I've never seen a helicopter transport. It was huge. I mean, that thing coming at you, I could just imagine. You know, it was just really amazing. So I say, if you're traveling down a road and you happen to see a sign on the left or right of you and that your instincts say go for it, you should go for it because you never know what's on the other side. And we were just we spent hours in that thing. But she wouldn't take the mission ride with me. The mission ride costs $2, and it's one of those you go in, it's a like a flight simulator, so you have to be strapped in.
As if you're in a spaceship.
Yeah, and they take you and you go left and right because we were watching the machine. I mean, it's on hydraulic lift, so you go up and down and around and left and right, and they flip you left. They flip you forward. They flip you backwards. You could hear people screaming inside, and I wanted to try it so bad, but she said no way. She said she wouldn't do it.
So it's kind of like you go through the same kind of movements that the astronauts do?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, but it was really intense. And in front of you, it had like the space shuttle, so you could actually see what they're seeing inside the
gate.
Yeah, the controller. And it was pretty neat. And the last part of it was like they put you on a roller coaster. And it was like they were going down and up, and they were going down and up. You had to see it. It was just really a remarkable sight. But we had a ball. We really did. And they have food up down there that we don't have up here. They have the Waffle House, which I was really hoping that they would have one up here. They have Sonic down there. We are getting Sonic. It's like a fast food chain up here.
I saw Sonic in Rhode Island.
It's coming. They're coming. Mm. Yeah. So I'm anxious to have a good hamburger there and a milkshake. But the Waffle House was great. They make homemade, beautiful waffles of all kinds and shapes and sizes. It's just really phenomenal. So I enjoyed that very much. And we did a lot of shopping. I actually started Christmas shopping.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing to do, you know. Instead of doing it last minute, you know, look at the sales every Sunday and do a little at a time. That way there you're not like financially stressed out.
Right. Yeah, I do it over time, and Yankee Candle has a great sale, 3 for $10. So those are great gifts. I love candles.
Shh, don't tell Sue.
Okay, Sue, if you're listening.
No, don't.
Anyway, I'm in the studio with Mike. Good morning, everyone. We're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, we have much more to talk about. Happy Labor Day. We'll be right back after these messages.
Time is drawing near for Crafts on the Common, so mark the date of Saturday, September 19th, for a fall craft fair you just won't want to miss. Tables with handmade items, seasonal decorations, and so much more will be ready for waiting on the lawn of the Christian Educational Building at the Central Congregational Church, located on Commonwealth Avenue in Attleboro Falls, from 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., come rain or shine.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold an informational session on sleep apnea on Thursday, October 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the hospital's auditorium. The evening's topic is, what is sleep apnea and how is it treated? You'll be able to see the latest in sleep apnea technology and learn how to care for your equipment. And you'll be able to network with Sturdy Memorial Hospital clinicians who will be on hand to provide information and address questions and concerns. For more information or to register, call Sturdy's Respiratory Care Department at 508-236-7550.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. This is Elaine the Roach, and happy Labor Day. We are celebrating Labor Day for everybody who works, and that's everybody. And, of course, the kids are back at school, and I hear moms and dads, you know, breathing a sigh of relief that the house is back to normal, or as normal as they possibly can. I don't know. I was over at my daughter's house this week, and the boys were doing their homework, and they were really frazzled. It's really hard to get up, they said, after sleeping till like 9 or 10 o'clock during the week, and now they have to get up at 6 a.m., and it's tough for kids. And one of my grandchildren has actually started ninth grade. I can't believe it, and he's taller than I am. But
Ninth grade in Attleboro, is that like high school?
Yes.
Because when I
ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th in high school, 11. Yeah.
As I believe when I was in ninth grade, I was in junior high school. It was my last year of junior high school.
7th, 8th, and 9th,
yeah,
yes.
I was in, and I grew up in Cranston. I don't know if they still do. I mean, I know they've changed it a few times, but
yeah.
Now, you know, in some school systems, ninth grade is high school.
It is, yeah. I think it was 7th and 8th they separated, then they put 9, 10, 11, and 12 in Coventry. So, yeah, the kids are having a tough time getting up and getting out to school, but it's all good because everybody celebrated. And they did go back a few days, and then some people had Friday off, and then they've gone back. But yeah, I remember growing up, and Labor Day, you know, was fantastic. It was the last hurrah that we could, you know, have a great time, and then unfortunately
you
had to go back to school.
I wonder if there's any places having fireworks. You gotta check that out.
I think there are a couple of places that are, and like I said, I've been out and about so much that I did get the newspapers and stuff, but I wanted to just focus on a easy breezy day. Although I do have to read you a couple of things, folks, because it wouldn't be out and about, right, if I didn't say or mention some things. And of course, the farmers market, the Attleboro Farmers Market, which I love and I'll be going to later. Is at O'Connell Field in Capron Park. It starts at 9 a.m. today. You've got a beautiful day from 9 to 1. You know, I always say go down and support your local vendors. And I was there last week. We had our special guest, George Leonard was on, and we all went out to breakfast. That was a good breakfast, huh, Mike? That was really good.
That was delicious.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to the farmer's market, and we've seen Emily Johnson, who works here at the studio and is also a wonderful, very talented landscaper. And she's got the Martha Stewart gene 1,000% better than she is. I mean, she is so creative and such a lovely person that, and I counted there were 24 vendors last Saturday. So I'll go back out again and see how many vendors are going to be there today. But it's a wonderful day. I love, and I picked up some really great, delicious sweet corn and summer squash, and it was just really phenomenal. So I say buy local, buy fresh, and head on out to the farmer's market today. That's at 9 to 1, and it goes all the way through till October. I know Heather's going to be calling in later this morning. But if you want to have some really good fun, I am French, but I'm also Polish, and here we go. There is actually going to be a polka fest. Yes, it is, and it's going to be tomorrow, September 6th, from 11 a.m. to 6, at the Roosevelt Park, located on Paul Street at the Blackstone, Massachusetts. There'll be lots of Polish food galore, music and dancing all the way through with Polka Paul, woohoo, and the orchestra. So bring along your appetite, lawn chairs, and dancing shoes. And they say for more information, call 508-294-1512.
But and guess what, Elaine? I don't know if you know this, but the Pawtucket Arts Festival is taking place at the Pawtucket City Hall today at 10.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is. Thank you. Anyway, it's a great time.
Wow,
when I was down in Virginia,
service here.
We'll tell you about what's happening behind the scenes, folks, in just a second. But I wanted to say when I was down in Virginia, I'm sorry, I just got distracted by somebody in the studio here who sent me a bill. It's got a bill, coffee, my Splenda. I have to say good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much. This is service.
Oh, I'm sorry I got here so late.
Why? It's all right.
Well, I got up late, didn't even shower, shave. Excuse me for my robe and pajamas.
That's quite all right. You know, we should do a pajama show here.
And when Jim calls in with the weather report, he is going to call in, right?
I hope so.
Tell him I saw a snowflake outside. I think it was a snowflake. It's cold out there.
It is a bit chilly.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it.
You know, summer's not even over yet, and it's already getting cold.
I don't care for this time of year. I love the hot weather. I love summer.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
God, oh, my God, Tony. Yeah. I
wish winter was only November for Thanksgiving
and
Christmas and New Year's, and then after that, summer.
That's it.
You know?
I like the change of season. I mean, I have to say, I treated myself the other day. I got a car remote starter, and I'm so happy I did.
Oh, yeah, they are great in the wintertime.
Yes.
But you don't use it in the summertime, do you? Oh, well, you get out of work like at 5 o'clock and it's hot.
Right.
So it's worth starting the car and putting the AC on.
Right.
But I have one, too, and in the wintertime, you know, I'll turn the car on because the night before I crank up the heat all the way.
Yeah, I have to remember to do that.
Yeah, and then shut off the radio and everything else, start the car up, jump in the shower, get my coffee, and boy, what a difference when you get into the car and it's nice
and warm.
Yeah, and it also melts the frost or whatever is on the windshield, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Of course, 3 inches of snow and anything above, it doesn't help. But
Right. No, I hear you. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to shoveling, but or scraping the car, but I treated myself because, I just hate that. Because I would run out, clear, you know, everything off the car, start it, go back in, and wait for the car to start up. Now I can just go from the window, and it's got a long range in it. I think that they set it for 20 minutes to run
the car. Yeah, 20 minutes, and then it shuts off.
Right.
Yeah, you know. And I've known people that came in, you know, when I ran the coffee shop at the train station, they'd be coming home from Boston. The cars would be across the street in the parking lot, and they would start their cars from the train, and then get off the train, walk, and the car would be warm, and by the time they get into the car. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the remote goes quite a ways. It goes further than you think. So,
well, mine has an application, I guess, that you can start it from your iPhone.
Oh, really?
Anywhere in the country, he said.
Wow.
So I want to be able to do that, so I got to send it.
So if you're out in California, you can start your car up.
Yep.
In Massachusetts.
Yes.
4 hours later, you fly out and you find an empty tank of gas.
Or if somebody says, can I borrow your car?
Oh, yeah.
I know where it is. I can find it because it has a GPS capability to it. Oh. So that's good. So if it ever gets stolen,
you
can I can track it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and another thing about some, I have to say.
Yes.
There's nothing like going on and throwing a shirt, slipping into your Dockers, and going out the door.
Yeah.
That, you can't do that in the wintertime. You got to put the gloves on, the hat, the scarf, grab your scraper.
Yeah.
Man, there is, you know, other than, as I said, November and December, you know, which is nice to have winter and snow on the ground for that period of time, summer's the best.
I hear you.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. I wanted to ask you a little bit about the summer concert series and how it went.
Oh, you know, it went well. We had all 8 concerts. The weather held up. There was only one questionable night, and that was the night that the Corvairs played, and there was a threat of thunderstorms and wind. The thunderstorms never materialized, thank God, at least in this area, but the wind did. But it kept the crowd home, you know. I mean, there was a good crowd in the shelter itself, but nobody was out on the lawn because of the lawn. But, you know, that's the only thing that will hold people back is the weather.
Sure.
And typically, you know, to go through 8 Thursdays without, you know, in the summertime, and usually thunderstorms pop up in the evening, that's pretty good. So
you had such great weather every time I went by, and I'm sorry I didn't go to one concert, and I told you that I would. So I apologize for that.
Well, everybody there was asking about you, and I couldn't, I couldn't make up 8 excuses, you know.
I know.
The car didn't start up. She wasn't feeling good. After that, I started running out, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
She didn't care. She hates the place.
No, not at all. Just circumstances and vacation and, you know, watching the grandchildren and other things. Yeah, it was just really crazy stuff. But
so on the way in, I hear you talking about the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, and I'm sure that you'll agree, I've had a lot of feedback because being a park commissioner, they came before us in the spring in a relatively short period of time, and we approved of them going on to the Dan O'Connell field. But since then, I've had a lot of feedback saying how wonderful it is there. People like it there. The vendors love it there. And they're hoping that they'll come back next year. And I don't, personally speaking for myself, there's 4 other park commissioners. And I like it being there. So that particular field is very, it's underutilized because years ago when it was, you know, first dedicated in the memory of Coach Stan O'Connell, it was a very active field. All the little leagues played there, and that was a premier field. But, you know, now we have plenty of fields throughout the city, and it's underutilized. The grass is arid with the lack of rain this year, and nobody uses the field. So that's a good use of the field for that.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic. I like the parking. I mean, you can park anywhere. There's plenty of parking. And the way that the vendors are spread out, I mean, you can really, you're not bunched up together. You have a conversation. It's like meeting your neighbors.
Right.
I love going there. It's just really a phenomenal place.
And the access from getting to your car to the to the vendors is a short walk.
It is,
far shorter than it was at Finberg Field.
Right.
Yeah, so, it's a great place, and I think it's a central location. Years ago, when the Attleboro Farmers Market, oh, God, probably 30 years ago, Elaine, they used to be set up in the MBTA parking lot, which was a central parking lot, because Saturdays, it was a work day, and it was a nice, convenient, and, of course, plenty of parking, and, it wasn't set up on grass or anything.
Right.
It was set up on the asphalt, but, that was a central location, and as in retail, location is everything.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, speaking of the train station, they have that new high-rise coming in. Do you know across the street from the train?
Oh, the condos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
7 stories. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what, you thinking of moving there? Closer to the radio station.
I know. I could walk every Saturday, huh?
Yeah. Or you could, today's technology, you could broadcast from your app phone from home.
I probably could. Yes, I probably could. Oh, but there's nothing like live radio. You know that. I mean,
well, you'd be live.
In the studio, the setting of the studio, the bright lights,
Yeah, but at home, you couldn't, like me. I just showed up in my robe and pajamas. You could broadcast from home in your robe and pajamas. I have your coffee in front of you.
I could do that with my Snoopy. Yes, I could.
Someday they'll be able to do that, right, Mike? I would think.
Some places are doing it now.
Wow,
really?
Technology.
Yeah.
Broadcasts.
I think Jim Jones was mentioning to one of the clients that I had in Providence that he could help her set up a studio right in her house.
Wow.
Wow.
Ooh, I just realized the time, guys. I'm going to have to hold you right there. I know. We're going to be, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. In studio, I have Mike Catanzaro and my good friend Tony Viveras, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Community VNA is offering a 6-week bereavement series for any adult experiencing loss. The program runs from September 30th to November 3rd at Community VNA, located at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro. Meetings are held Tuesdays or Wednesdays from 6:30 to 8 o'clock p.m. This grief program is open to the public, but pre-registration is required. To register or for more information, call 1-800-220-0110 or 508-222-0118.
The Arc of Bristol County is holding its 13th annual Pancake Breakfast on Saturday, October 17th, from 8 till 11 a.m. at the Portuguese American Civic Club located on School Street in Taunton, Massachusetts. This full breakfast includes pancakes, syrup, sausage, fruit, coffee, and juice. For more information, call the Arc's Taunton office at 508-884-2971.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone.
Okay, think. Where'd you have them last?
I was home, then I spent them on that vacation and this tiny suit of armor. Now they're gone.
Weird. Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Oh, I broke his little gauntlet.
Oh, no.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the
Ad Council. Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6:30 to 9:10.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A Polka Fest is on the agenda for Sunday, September the 6th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Roosevelt Park, located on Paul Street in Blackstone, Massachusetts. There'll be Polish food galore and music and dancing all the day through with Polka Paul, RBO, and the Rich Babinski Orchestra. So be sure to bring along an appetite, lawn chairs, and dancing shoes. For more information, call 508-294-1512. That's 508-294-1512.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and in studio I have Mike Canzaro and also my good friend Tony Viveras. Good morning, Tony. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Elaine.
So tell me something good.
Oh, God. Well, for those people who like the weather, it's good weather out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, it is good sleeping weather.
Oh, yes, you know, the best.
Sleep with a comforter on and wake up, you know, for a nice hot cup of coffee in the paper. It's ideal weather, and it's good weather for Labor Day weekend. It's supposed to be nice.
Well, if Jim Corbin is out and about and can give us a brief call, call us at 508-222-1320. If you're out and about, folks, and would like to dial in, we invite you to call us at 508-222-1320. Let us know what your plans are for the Labor Day.
Yep. My plans, I'm going sailing tomorrow out of Wellfleet Harbor with my friend Max Volterra and my grandson. So we're going to leave... my grandson and I, Brant, are going to leave the house at 5:30 in the morning, drive down to Chatham, meet with some friends down there for coffee in downtown Chatham, and then drive down to Wellfleet and go out sailing. And then Monday, I'm taking my grandson again. He's 22. We're going to the Deutsche Bank for the final round of the FedEx Cup.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to be... Well, we do that every year. And you know what? Talk about weather. We haven't had a bad day of weather at the Deutsche Bank these Labor Day Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
I think one day out of the 11, 12 years we've been going, I think it was rained out. But other than that, it's been beautiful, dry weather, and it's just an enjoyable atmosphere to be in.
That's great. And speaking of weather, we have Jim Corbin. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine, and Tony and Mike.
Good morning,
how are you?
Jim. How are you?
We're doing great.
All right. I'm actually getting some air in my tires in the car, so I'm on my cell phone. People have told me my cell phone sounds better than when I'm back at my office, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, you know what? I think you sound like about 28 years old.
Oh, thanks. I wish I was 28, but anyway, I've enjoyed your conversation about discussing. You just said, Tony, about the weather for the Deutsche Bank, which is just up the street from where I am right now. Labor Day, I always say, is the much better weather weekend than Memorial Day weekend. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is considered the first official holiday weekend of the summer, and then Labor Day is usually considered the unofficial end of the summer, which, of course, is kind of ridiculous because September and October really are my two favorite months. You have some of the best weather often in the country here in New England, not only just because the leaves are starting to change and the nights like this morning and early mornings are cooler, you know, but you just generally don't have a lot of, like, severe weather outside of an occasional tropical storm or hurricane, which only occurs about once every 10, 15 years, usually. This is really, I think, the best time of the year, and this morning proves it, because we've had temperatures as low as 50 in a few places, and so, again, it's good sleeping weather, and today, out of the three weekend days, and, of course, including Labor Day, this is the most comfortable one. We're going to be in the upper 70s for highs today and low humidity, so if you have things you like to do outdoors and you don't want to do it in warm, humid weather, today, of the weekend days, is the one to do it. We have another good sleeping night tonight. Temperatures will fall down once again into the low and mid-50s by morning. So leave those windows open and turn off the fans and air conditioners, or at the very least, the air conditioning, and save a few pennies in the electric bill. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, temperatures reaching the low and mid-80s. So tomorrow, Sunday, is sort of the middle, not only it's the middle of the holiday weekend, obviously, but the middle of this stretch of warming weather, because on Labor Day itself, that's the day, and it sounds like, Tony, you like the hot, humid stuff. You'll like Labor Day because it's going to be in the upper 80s to near 90 with moderate levels of humidity coming back into the picture. Elaine, what's your favorite season of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I like the September-October-ish weather. I do, because you can get out and about. There's so many festivals and arts and craft fairs. I love it. And Woodstock, Connecticut on Monday is where I'll be heading, because they have one of the largest fairs, I hear. I've not been there yet. But I'm looking forward to going out that way, because it's going to be really a great day, like you said. Hot and humid and hazy. I can take that for just a little bit, but I like the cool weather. Like, even getting up today, it was very cool outside, but it was all right. I like that coolness.
Well, as I like to say when I do forecasting, I like to try to please everyone. And this weekend, if you like a thunderstorm, we're not going to get one. But if you like it comfortably cool, you'll like the beginning of the weekend, like right now. If you like it hot and humid, you'll like Labor Day. And in fact, it's going to continue into Tuesday and Wednesday. It's interesting that this Labor Day weekend is the latest Labor Day weekend to take place. Because, of course, Labor Day is always the first Monday in September. And this year, it's September 7th. So it had the chance of possibly being a little bit on the chilly side, but certainly it won't be, because it's going to be hot and humid. We have not had any appreciable rain now in about 11 days. Now, not that it's the end of the world, but we could use some rain. And I think the next chance of getting any rain around here is not until probably Wednesday night or Thursday of this upcoming week. So this is a great stretch of weather for outdoor activities. However, it is going to start to get hot once again. But this has just started my favorite time of the year in terms of being outdoors, when you start seeing the pumpkins, and then eventually we'll start seeing, the mums in potted areas. I know here in downtown Mansfield, they have all the Main Street has the big wood pots, and every, early in the season, it's, not azaleas, but what do you call those plants that come up early? Whatever they are. I'm
mums.
Drawing a blank.
But, mums? But it, no, is it mums?
Well, no, but in the fall, it's mums, because mums can stand a frost. So, I just like the season and the changing, the changing colors of the leaves. Obviously, we don't have too much of that right now, although if you look on some of the maple trees, especially if they're in a swampy area, those are the swamp maples, or they're strangled, meaning maybe they've been planted in the middle of an island, artificially. Those are the ones that are usually the ones that you start to see a little color even now. And so, again, it's just a great time of year, I think. And, of course, I'll end on this. Again, the theme of the weather is little or no rain until at least Wednesday night or Thursday. But the situation next week, I know some schools have yet to open until the day after Labor Day. And it's going to be a hot, humid situation for Tuesday and Wednesday next week. So that's always tough on the kids when they first get in, and if there's a school that does not have air conditioning. And from what I understand, I think, Tony, you might know this, Alvaro High School, most of the school is not air conditioned, except for maybe the library. I think Don Natoya told me there was one or two other places in the school. So in other words, it makes it a little tough for the kids, especially if it's a room on the south side of the building. There are some good and bad things about getting hot weather in September, and one of them is in a place that's not air conditioned in a school.
But Jim, if you remember going back to your childhood, when you went to elementary school and junior high school, of course, none of the schools, and I don't mean to put an age on you, but let me speak for myself.
I'm 54.
Yeah, it's no schools were air conditioned, and very little homes were air conditioned when I was a child. And
everyone,
for some reason,
okay, right?
Yeah, and I didn't mind it. And I think a lot of youngsters really don't mind it. It's when you get older and you get accustomed to air conditioning.
Here's a cool thought, and I know you said you don't like winter, Tony, and Elaine, you said you like this time of the year. The Old Farmer's Almanac is predicting our first snowfall, and again, I'm not a fan of the Old Farmer's Almanac weather forecast, but it's a great book to read for all other things. They're forecasting our first snow on November 27th.
Wow!
Yeah, so keep
and
that
when is Thanksgiving?
Mind. Yeah, that's right around Thanksgiving. Yeah, is that when Thanksgiving is this year?
I'm not sure.
It's got to be around that, though. Yeah. So that's a cool thought it's kind of cool this morning, but it will be another stretch of hot weather coming up. But the Obama's Almanac, November 27th is our first snowfall. So get your shovels out and ready. And if you broke your shovel this past season, then there'll be a run on shovels as usual.
I was just looking. Actually, November 26th is Thanksgiving, and that's my twin's birthday.
So the
birthday,
day after Thanksgiving.
So that's the 27th.
The big shopping day.
Black Friday.
Black Friday. It's going to snow, according to the old
files. God. Wow.
Anyway, enjoy the stretch of dry weather. We have great weather for this weekend, and the hot weather is going to be turning. Even though we'll have one more cool morning tomorrow, it's going to start heating up as we go into next week.
All right, Jim. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. I know that you're heading out and about yourself. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Saturday.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
now.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, we have another guest coming in and calling in, and it's regarding the Attleboro's Farmers Market. Heather is holding, and when we come back, we'll be talking to her shortly. Stay tuned.
The South Attleboro Lions Club and the South Attleboro Village Lions Club will hold the 27th annual Lee's Pond Festival on Saturday, September 19th from 10:45 to 4 p.m. After an opening ceremony, visitors will have the chance to learn about community organizations and take part in fun activities including field games, face painting, and canoe rides. Visitors will also be treated to musical performances, wrestling matches, and much, much more. For more information, visit southattleborolions.org. On Saturday, September 26th, children ages 5 through 13 can attend Kids Club at Community VNA. Kids Club provides a supportive and understanding atmosphere where grief specialists guide children to explore and express their feelings through crafts and sharing. The program will take place at Community VNA located at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro. For more information or to register, call 800-220-0110 or 508-222-0118.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner. And your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Historic Preservation Society will hold its next meeting to kick off the new school year on September 17th. A presentation by Evelyn Silva and Barbara Hansen will detail Attleboro's existing old school buildings and their new uses. The program will be held at the Attleboro Area Industrial Museum located at 42 Union Street on Thursday, September 17th at 6:45 p.m. The program is free and open to the public.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we have a very special guest from the Attleboro Farmers Market. This is their fifth season, and it's happening this Saturday as well at O'Connell Field at Capron Park from 9 a.m. to 1. It's be opening soon. As you drive by, vendors are starting to set up, but right now we have Heather on the phone, and we're going to be talking more about what's happening at the market. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in so early.
This is not early for us on a Saturday.
Tell us something good. How did you come up with the concept about this beautiful farmer's market?
Well, Attleboro has had a farmer's market for the past 30 years. It was run in a variety of locations by Bob Peasley, We call him the godfather of the farmers market. Actually, Rick Conti, city councilor, was looking to maybe to revitalize it, and he put the call out, and I jumped right at the chance because my family and I would spend Saturdays going all over the place to different farmers markets, and why should I shop in Rhode Island or other places when I can shop here?
Mm.
So it's wonderful. We are having the best time. I was listening to your program leading up to our conversation right now, and an interesting fun fact similar to Tony's about the TPC is that today is our 89th farmers market.
Wow.
And it has only rained twice.
Really?
During market hours.
Well, that's a pretty good record.
Even Not though bad.
Today, even though today you'd have to scrape the windshield.
We have at the very end of market, we've had to scrape. We've been there in winter coats and hats and mittens. So this is our favorite time of the season at market. It's the height of the harvest. We have watermelons and cantaloupe and cassava melons, and then we also have the mums and the pumpkins and everything. It's two seasons smashing into each other in one location. It's wonderful. We love it.
And I have to say, Heather, if I can interrupt you for a second.
Oh, please.
I love cantaloupes, especially native cantaloupes. They're so fresh and they're so ripe because in the stores, you don't know if it's ripe. I know people press with their thumbs on it, but it's not as tasty as a native cantaloupe.
It's true. Langwater Farm from Eastern Massachusetts has acres and acres dedicated solely to melon production because it's so challenging to do here in New England, and it's unbelievable.
My favorite summer sandwich is nothing but a little bit of mayo on a piece of rye bread, whether it's soft or hearty, hearty with the caraway seeds.
I like
but,
that.
Sliced cucumber, sliced tomato, and maybe some bacon or cheese on it. And it's such a great summer sandwich. And that's
that sounds like your Saturday night dinner, Tony. You should come on down because you can get every single one of those ingredients at Attleboro Farmers
Right.
Market. So come on down.
So there's nothing like native fresh product.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more.
I was going to say, Heather, how many vendors are coming today?
So today has turned out to be like our biggest day of the year. We have 25 vendors. Give or take, and then we have some added items this week that are kind of cool. We have Elizabeth and Ben Anderson. They are Scottish fiddlers. They're young college students, and they come out and they play for us the whole time, and it's amazing. They are such a talented duo, and it's so fun to listen to them. I put in the request that they learn how to play the Game of Thrones theme song, and they said they'd work on it, so that's
wow,
awesome.
Wow, that's great.
We have Cave Rock Farm. From Rehoboth, they're an alpaca farm. They're coming out today. As we were talking about the weather, it's going to get cold before you know it. So you're going to need your woolies. You're going to need your alpaca socks, your scarves, and your mittens. So they're going to have all of that. And they're also bringing an alpaca with them. So if you wanted to see, which we were a little concerned about that with the zoo in close proximity, but we talked to Jean Benchmal, and she's like, nope, go for it. Have a blast. So
wow,
we were really excited about that. So that's interesting for the kiddos. And there's a new business in town that takes old wood and repurposes it into beautiful works of art, kitchen tables, trestle tables, bookshelves. The gentleman's name is Steve. He actually did all of the woodwork at Jeff Kinney's new bookstore over in Plainville.
Oh, my God. I was in there. That's a masterpiece. That building is just phenomenally restored.
It's phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah. So he actually ordered wood from some of the shipwrecks in Indonesia and had it sent here and created all the bookshelves and the tables and things like that. So they're a new business in Attleboro. So we talked to them and said, why don't you come and show off your stuff? Maybe you can get some new business. So they work right off of John Williams Boulevard. So Steve will be there today. So, and then we have all the regulars. We have Langwater Farm. We have Lisa Nason with her Products of the Hive. She has a apiary right off of North Ave here in Attleboro to get all your honey and lotions and soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Johnson will be there for Emily's Garden. So she comes and she comes and does really beautiful floral works of art, and she adds so much to the market. Just her great smile and her spirit. We're so happy when she comes. The other big thing is we have Bobby Mack the Knife. So if you have knives or garden tools or scissors that need to be sharpened, mm-hmm. bring them on down. Bobby will bang them right out. I got to tell you, I had him sharpen mine at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. and I will have him tweak them up at the end, but I'm an avid chef. I wouldn't call myself a chef, excuse me, but I cook all the time, and unbelievable the work that he does. So if you have those things today, come on down.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, I think that's really fun. And you have agreed to come on the show on the 19th of September, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. That's a big day for market, too, if I may tell you about the 19th in advance. So at the beginning of the season, as I was referring to Bob Peasley, as the godfather of the market, he actually donates a couple acres of land to Attleboro Farmers Market. We buy the supplies to grow a pumpkin patch. So he grows, we buy the seeds and the fertilizer, he grows all the pumpkins, and then collectively, we donate those pumpkins to the Hebron Food Pantry. The Hebron Food Pantry sells them for $5 a piece. They're really good, nice jack-o'-lantern pumpkins, mm-hmm. and they get to keep the proceeds.
Oh my goodness.
Every dollar raised, they can buy $20 worth of food at the Greater Boston Food Bank.
Oh my God, so, that's great.
Yeah, last year they sold over $400 in pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just multiply that times 20. So the Saturday, the 19th, it's Pumpkin Day.
Wow. Well, then I'd love to have you on the show on September 19th, and we're looking forward to it.
It's awesome. I'm glad that I got a chance to talk to you this morning.
Same here. And I'll see you at the market. I'm going to have breakfast with my little granddaughters at Bliss Dairy, and then we're going to head on over there.
Sounds good. I got to go hop on my bike. All the cars are gone, so I have to go. I have to ride my bike down.
I hear you. Thanks, Heather. Take good care.
Bye, have a great day. Bye, Tony. Take care.
Awesome. Well, that was Heather, and she's out and about herself. And, yeah, it's a great day for the farmers market, I have to say. And it's just a great community. I mean, it's like neighbors seeing neighbors, you know. I mean, you meet your neighbors out there, because I've done that before. And my next-door neighbors are there, too. And I'm going, hey, what are you doing here? There's nothing like fresh produce, I agree. And now it seems like the harvest is really coming through. So if you're not doing anything, or if you're running errands and you want to catch the best produce, the freshest produce, and it's just a great experience all around. Check it out there. Please go down to O'Connell Field today from 9 to 1 and enjoy the fresh produce of the Attleboro Farmers Market. What a great idea. And it's all volunteer, and folks put it together. Heather and her staff, her family, have been doing this, and it's just been a great experience all around. And, Tony, you were saying about the moving it over to O'Connell Field. Is there a chance that they might be able to do it again next year there?
Yeah, I would hope so. I'm not
holding anybody to it, but I'm just saying that it's such a perfect location.
No, it's worked out well, and we haven't had any negative feedback about it. So, I hope they'll come back next year. It exposes Cape and Park. It's helpful
to
us. And certainly it's been beneficial for the farmers market themselves and the vendors. So I hope they come back, and I have no problems with them. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing that alpaca. I've seen them behind, you know, with the zoo and everything, so this will be interesting to check that out.
Now, what's an alpaca?
A llama.
Oh, okay. Are they big? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll let you know next week if I don't get spit on or bit at or something like that.
Oh, they bite.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. God knows. Well, we're going to wrap it up right now. And
I don't know if I want to associate with somebody that spits on your bites.
Stop. Listen, folks, we want to thank you so very much for listening to our show Out and About with Elaine. Dominic will be back on Monday morning at 9 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 to noon. We really appreciate you, our listeners. I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro for coming out here today to run the board and keep me on track. Our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, for taking time out of his schedule to call in for our weather forecast. Heather, thank you so much for calling in and giving us some great ideas about what's happening at the farmers market. And, of course, my good friend, Tony Vivera. So, everybody, from all of us here at WARA, we wish you a wonderful week. Have a wonderful Labor Day, and we'll see you back here next Saturday. You can whistle or
Cancun. Hi-ho, hi-ho, to make your troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.